joining us today for a special Harp Fusion holiday adventure episode. My name is Marina Tiffany, and I am a freshman student at the University of Arizona. I am the composer of the Take Note theme song, as well as the writer of today's story. I'm very grateful to have been able to study with Dr. Michelle Gott and work with different guest artists throughout this last semester. In the past, Harp Fusion has been blessed to have multiple opportunities to host guest artists because of funding through concerts and donations. This year, we have lost our ability to perform live, and now it is more important than ever to connect with you, our audience. We would like to extend an invitation to you to please consider making a donation to Harp Fusion. We use these donations to invite guest artists to the U of A, expand our studio equipment, and support our studies. Harp Fusion greatly appreciates your support. Now, please enjoy our holiday adventure.
Sunlight was streaming in through the window, illuminating the ice crystals that had frozen onto the window the night before. With a smile, Sarah sat up, looking over to her closet door, where her dress for the night's performance was hanging. Tonight was the night, the big winter gala performance with her harp ensemble. She was incredibly excited to be able to see her friends and perform with them, especially for the holiday season. There was only one problem. She couldn't manage to remember what time the performance was. She looked at her phone to check the ensemble group chat, only to realize that she forgot to charge it the night before. After an hour of reviewing her performance notes for the night and letting her phone charge, she decided to head to the performance hall. "I might as well just get some extra practice time in," she thought to herself. As she walked out of her house and locked the door, she noticed that there was no one out on the street. There was also an odd smell in the air, a combination of sour oranges and sweet mint. In the sky, a storm seemed to be brewing, and dark gray clouds loomed overhead. Sarah shrugged the smell off as a failed experiment of the restaurant on the corner, buttoned her coat to keep out the chill, and continued on her way to the concert hall. As Sarah opened the door to the backstage, she was greeted ecstatically by all 13 other members of the ensemble.
"Sarah!"
Madeline squealed. "You're here," Lars said, grinning. "Took you long enough."
"Great, now we can rehearse,"
Anastasia exclaimed excitedly. As the group stood on stage tuning their harps, all seemed well. Everything was ready for the rehearsal, and as she pulled out her tuning key, Sarah looked around and smiled. This was the part of the performances that she loved, the tense moments before concerts, when everything came together. Today, however, a fight seemed to be brewing between Kendrick and Jacob. They were angrily engaged in a hushed conversation, and kept jabbing fingers at the music stand in between them.
"What's wrong, you guys?" Sarah asked.
Kendrick glanced over from the music stand, with anger swimming in his eyes.
"Jacob stole my music, and he won't tell me where it is."
"What do you mean I won't tell you where it is? I told you I didn't take it, I swear," Jacob shouted.
"You're just jealous because we're not playing any of your pieces, and because Puck chose me to do a solo and complimented my arrangement."
Jacob's face split into a cruel grin.
"Let's face it, your arrangements aren't that good anyway, so it's better for everyone."
Kendrick stood up quickly, his beet-red face inches away from Jacob's.
"Oh, really?"
he sputtered.
"I'll show you. You're wrong." "Whoa, guys, calm down. This can all be fixed,"
Aubrielle said calmly, trying to alleviate the tension. "We just need to look for Kendrick's music."
"He stole it,"
Kendrick shouted, pointing a shaking finger at Jacob.
"Why, I oughta,"
Jacob snarled. Everything dissolved into chaos. The boys were picking sides and screaming at each other, and the girls struggled to defend both sides and stop the fight. Everyone became so invested in the argument that no one noticed a sudden chill in the air and the darkening room. They also failed to notice their director, Professor Puck, watching from the shadows backstage, with pieces of music in his hands and a disapproving look on his face. As everything seemed to hit a fever pitch, the backstage door flung open, a wall of snow flurrying in.
Panicked, the group members rush to shut the door in order to save their music from flying around the hall and protect the harps from the snow. But as Jacob slammed the door shut, there was a flash of bright light, and everything went black. When Sarah came to, the world was foggy for a moment. She sat up, rubbing her head. Fortunately, all of the other ensemble members were still with her. They seemed shaken but unharmed. However, they noticed right away that something was very wrong. They weren't on solid ground, and their surroundings were alien to them. Small groups of members were separated from each other and were situated on long, skinny pieces of metal jutting out from a wooden wall. Below the metal, however, the floor seemed to be miles away. "What in the world happened?" Alejandro asked. "What's going on?" Sophia asked, standing up before realizing how high everyone was. "Oh no, that's high," she breathed, quickly sinking down to the safety of the metal floor. Kendrick said, "All I know is that Jacob rushed to slam the door and somehow we were transported here, so this seems to be his fault." Jacob's face turned red with renewed anger. "You're lucky you're all the way over there, punk. Otherwise, you'd get what's coming for you." "Guys, stop arguing," Jessica shouted. "It's getting us nowhere. We just need to figure out what's going on and how we can get out of this situation. We're an ensemble. We need to unite, not be divided against one another. Remember what Professor Puck always says. You're only a single thread, but oh how beautiful the tapestry is that is formed when you are combined." Subdued for the time being, Jacob and Kendrick mumbled apologies to each other. As the group tried to gather their senses, Sarah looked around and realized something that made her blood go cold. "Guys, I think we've shrunk." "What?" Abriel cried. "That's crazy. What are you talking about?" "Oh yeah, look," Alejandro said, pointing to the rods they were standing on. "This looks like a harp pedal to me. See the red felt?" Maria's face went white. "That's not good. How are we supposed to fix this?" Just then, the pedal started rumbling as someone began playing. They knew that whoever was playing the piece would have to move a pedal soon in order to change the pitches of the strings. Terrified of being crushed, the group scrambled to their feet and looked up, wondering what would happen. Faint chords started to play, getting louder and louder. All of a sudden, the pedal started to shake. Frantically, the group fell and grabbed onto the rods for dear life. "Guys, we're gonna have to move off of these pedals if we're going to stay alive," Bradford yelled. "How?" Maria screamed back. "Are we supposed to jump?"
"Sounds good to me. I'm not really into being crushed by someone's foot," Kaelin shouted back.
As the words left his mouth, the group saw a massive foot descending from the air and heading towards the pedal that Abriel, Alexander, and Jacob were clinging to. Horrified, Sarah yelled,
"Guys, jump to the other pedal! We'll try to catch you!"
Frantically, Jacob and Alexander helped Abriel over to another pedal where Sophia and Lars caught her. Alexander was able to leap to safety with them, but there was no more room on their pedal. As the foot was coming down, Jacob finally managed to jump to Alejandro and Bradford's pedal. Suddenly, the foot lifted and the shaking and the music stopped.
"Quick!" Madeline yelled. "Run! Into the soundboard!"
"Is that safe?"
Alejandro shouted back.
"Probably not, but I don't like getting shook by pedals," Madeline insisted. "Let's go!"
Quickly, they all ran into the dark soundboard and huddled together on a piece of wood, gathering their breath. The echoes of their footsteps bounced off the wood around them and reverberated up into the depths of the harp as they tried to navigate their surroundings.
Okay, Kaelin said, trying to catch his breath. "Let's think about this. We're trapped in a harp. We're tiny. How in the world did this happen?"
His voice echoed eerily in the cavernous space.
"Well, there were weird things happening when I left my house this morning," Sarah said slowly. "There was a weird smell, and a storm was on the way. Do you think that had something to do with it?"
Lars nodded in agreement.
"Yeah, that happened to me too. I thought it was really weird. I hate the smell of mint, and it was everywhere."
Yeah, that happened to me too. I thought I had a cold or something, Bradford chimed in. We might need to get somewhere to escape the harp and grow again, Anastasia added, rubbing her head. Maybe there's a cake somewhere that says, eat me. Kaylin snickered. Wouldn't that be nice? Unfortunately, life isn't that easy. What if we have to play something to grow? Sophia wondered aloud, bringing pause to the speculation. The group looked at her in surprise and doubt. She shrugged, holding her hands up in surrender. Hey, it's an idea. Actually, she might have a point. I think we could do that, Bradford said after a moment. Anyone know how to scale the back of a soundboard? Before long, the harp started shaking and music started playing again. This time it was loud and cacophonous in the hollow part of the harp, and the group covered their ears. But as soon as it started, the noise stopped, and the group glanced around cautiously before removing their hands from their ears. Man, it's really loud in here. We don't know who's playing, but whoever it is seems to be trying to kill us, Lars grumbled. So maybe we should hurry and climb the soundboard before the music starts again. Hurriedly, the group attempted to ascend the soundboard. They tied their sweatshirts together to make a rope that latched onto string knots and scrambled to pull one another up. There were lots of bumps, scrapes, murmurs of ouch, and hisses of pain as they struggled to balance on the rope and keep each other from falling. There was a moment of panic when Kendrick, still annoyed at Jacob for the earlier music theft incident, kept shoving him with the excuse of, "It was an accident." Finally, they reached the top of the board and were able to crawl out and around to the front of the harp. They stood, clinging desperately onto the strings. Well, we made it. Now what? Sophia asked, glancing around nervously. I'm not big on heights, and if I start to slip off the string, I'm falling straight to the bottom. Well, the next time the music starts playing, let's all play along, and maybe that'll help us, Maria suggested.
Sounds like a plan, Bradford said nervously.
A few minutes of tense silence passed as they waited in anticipation.
You know, if it weren't for Jacob, we wouldn't even be here, Kendrick mumbled.
Jacob sighed exasperatedly. You're still on about that?
Yet another heated argument ensued between the pair. Over their shouting, music started to play.
Guys! Kaylin sternly shouted. Start playing! Ready, everyone?
Sarah asked.
Ready as I'll ever be, Madeline said. I've had my fill of being small. Should we play our ensemble piece?
We could try it. Maybe that'll do something, Jessica agreed.
A resolve fell on the group. They each tugged at their individual strings, trying to make them sound to no avail. Frantically, the group yanked at the strings harder, but they were immovable. They were too small to play the strings on their own. Disappointedly, Sarah stopped pulling and held her string helplessly, looking around to see everyone else struggling as well. After it was clear that no one was successful, Jacob and Kendrick resumed their screaming at one another, which made everyone else more stressed and annoyed. Finally, Alexander spoke up.
Hey, aren't you tired of being small? He shouted. Don't you remember the tapestry Professor Puck talks about? Or are you continuing to be petty over some music that, let's face it, could just be copied again? You're willing to lose a good friendship over some pieces of paper? You're dividing this group, and I've had enough. Apologize to each other. Recognize one another for their talents and their worth, not for accidental losses of music. Remember your friendship.
A silence slammed down on the group. They reflected on their times and memories together and the music they had played. They remembered when they stuck up for one another and helped each other through hard nights and difficult pieces.
Thanks, Alexander, Jacob said softly after a moment.
You're right, I forgot. Kendrick, I honestly didn't take your music. I'm sorry about insulting your arrangements. To be honest, I've always been... He paused, blushing slightly. I've always been jealous of you because you're a much better performer than I am. You seem to understand music more. You have a better ear, and you seem to really love the harp. You're great, man, and I got jealous. I shouldn't do that. It's petty and ridiculous. Kendrick smiled and said, Hey, that's okay. You're right about my arrangements. They do need work.
I'm really sorry for flying off the handle and accusing you of taking my music. To be honest, I've always really enjoyed your arrangements and compositions. I play them all the time because I love the way they're written. He started laughing. Maybe you could write me a bunch of pieces and I can record them for you. Or we can just help each other improve by sharing our skills. We'll become famous and the world will never stop us. Jacob snickered. I'm flattered that you think my compositions are that great. But yeah, maybe together we could both grow as musicians. Cool idea. Lars spoke up. Hey, everyone. We could learn a lot from this experience. Let's face it, we all get into arguments far more than we should. We should be more unified and understanding of one another. I think we should all try to get along more and listen to each other so that these types of fights never happen again. There was silence, and then Jacob let out a whoop. The group started laughing, and all felt relieved. Okay, I'm loving the warm and fuzzy feelings and all, but we're still small. How can we get the strings to sound? We're not strong enough, Sophia said. I have an idea. Let's get on each other's shoulders and we can all try to pull the strings. Maybe together we can be stronger, Alejandro said. If it doesn't work, well, I mean, it's an idea. The group scrambled to pair off, and after several tense moments of climbing and almost falling, they were positioned to support one another. Finally, they were set to play. The music started floating in the air again. It was the start of their ensemble piece, and the group was able to pull the strings to create a warm sound and play along. As they played, they became more and more engaged in the music and the harmonies they created together. The music got louder and faster, and the strings started glowing. They got brighter and brighter until... Sarah blinked and opened her eyes. She was standing backstage in her performance clothes in the concert hall. The harp ensemble was standing with her in a circle, all looking confused and disoriented. Professor Puck strode into the room. Ah, excellent, you're all here. Ready for the concert? Without waiting for a reply, he held out a stack of papers to Kendrick. Here you go. You might need these. Kendrick took the music, looking dumbfounded. My music, but how? Where? Professor Puck winked. I hope you've all learned some lessons from any, experiences you might have had recently. Just remember, everyone, it's like I always say. You're only a single thread, but oh how beautiful the tapestry is that is formed when you are combined. It's showtime. Let's go.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Dr. Michelle Gott, Director of the Heart Program at the University of Arizona. You've been listening to a special episode of Heart Fusion Take Note, our new podcast series. For more information about this episode and others, please visit our website, harp.music.arizona.edu. Thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you in the new year.